Hi, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Chrissy Mernon, and my guests are Janie Dodier. She is the president of the San Antonio Garden Center, and Dee Sanders is the president of the San Antonio Council of Nationally Accredited Flower Show Judges. And we're going to talk about, they've got a special event coming up on February 16th, but lots of events throughout the year at the San Antonio Garden Center. And of course, you know, if you look around town, everything looks kind of dead, everything that the freeze killed over the winter. And so I do see signs about now is the time to start your garden. So we'll get some advice from, I checked their thumbs. They both have green thumbs. So I want to welcome you both. And we'll start with Janie. She's the president of the San Antonio Garden Center. So what is the San Antonio Garden Center and who can be a part of it? And how'd you get involved with it?
We are kind of an umbrella for all the different garden clubs in San Antonio. Garden clubs and those projects that are related to gardens in some way. Mm-hmm. We have lots of different clubs that participate, and we are open to the public. You don't have to be a member of any of the clubs to come to our meetings and enjoy our speakers. If you would like to get more involved, you can find a garden club or you can join our Gardeners at Large group. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we invite the public and we're always happy to see new faces.
Mm-hmm. Where is the garden center located, and do you have an association with the San Antonio Botanical Garden?
We are not associated with the Botanical Gardens except in just the loosest of senses, because we do share a parking lot. We're at 3310 North New Braunfels, and we share the parking lot. They are located further back, and we're at the front of New Braunfels. And right now, we are not associated in any kind of legal structure, but we are close friends with the Botanical Gardens. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would think that you share a lot of common interests.
Very, very much so. That's mm-hmm. very true. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get involved with the San Antonio Garden Center and become the president?
Well, I went in one day after I'd seen a notice in the paper that they were having a meeting, and I thought, well, that sounds interesting, and that's close. I think I'll go, and just loved it. Fell in love. Everybody was so friendly, and I've been a member since 2009, and I guess I ended up president because, you know, I wanted to further the means of and ends of the garden center, and mm-hmm. they needed somebody to fill the slot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all do throughout the year? What are some of the things? Because do you have a big show?
We do. We have a monthly meeting that's on the first Wednesday of every month, except for the summer months, June, July, and August. We have guest speakers, and it's always some kind of garden-related topic. For example, our March meeting on March 1st, Growing Lilies, They're Not Just for Easter, and that speaker is Mary Zocchi, and she is the vice president of the North American Lily Society, and I'm looking forward to that so much. And by the way, anybody that attends the meeting will get a free lily bulb, and she'll give us lots of information. There are lilies that grow very well here in San Antonio. And then our April 5th meeting is John Bloodsworth, who is one of the Fiesta historians, an event planner, publicist, and he's going to be talking about floral design kind of related to Fiesta. And then May 3rd, we'll have Bob Webster, who everybody knows is the Shades of Green mm-hmm. founder, and he'll be giving us all kinds of information about new plants mm-hmm. and new products mm-hmm. for the garden. Mm-hmm. So we've got three more meetings yet this year. Mm-hmm. Then we also have floral design classes on Tuesday, March 14th, March 21st, and then a Saturday, March 25th. And these are $45 each. You'll go home with a lovely arrangement, and we'll have different guest speakers on each of those meetings. And really invite the public to come and join us.
Mm-hmm. You know, is floral arranging, is that easy or difficult? Because I think some people think, oh, well, you just put them in a vase and you got it.
Well, you know, it goes all the way from you put them in a vase until when you get into the floral design for a flower show, there's a book of rules. So, you know, it's different than what you're going to be putting on your home centerpiece or mm-hmm. buffet table. And then when you get in a flower show, there's all kinds of categories. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah. It's very interesting once you get into the floral design aspect that the judges' council uses. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, we brought with you this morning Dee Sanders, and she's the president of the San Antonio Council of Nationally Accredited Flower Show Judges. So that sounds like you're kind of a big deal in the flower show world, because you're a judge?
I am. I'm a master judge.
A master judge.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So how did you get into that, and what do you do? And I know you've got a big event coming up you want to talk about.
Well, actually, I've been in garden clubs since 1975, and I've always been in and around the San Antonio Garden Center, and especially after I retired from the Air Force Civil Service, I wanted to get more involved. And one of my dearest friends, well, matter of fact, in my garden club, we probably at one time had over 4 national accredited flower show judges. And they always was on me about, oh, Dee, you need to go back to go through the courses and become a flower show judge. And I'm a business major. I'm not an art major. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of hard. Flower show arranging, I always say you need to have a little art in your background.
I would think it because it is an artistic endeavor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That is very true. So anyway, they kept after me and kept after me to go through the judges symposium and become a judge. And so it took me about 3.5 years because you've got to go through these specific 4 courses and probably take close to 12 exams to become a judge.
Wow.
Then every 3 years you have to refresh at some symposium. And my husband had some health problems, so once I became a judge, I wanted to go ahead and just move up the ladder. So I went as far as Louisiana. I went up into Tennessee to attend these other symposiums so I could move up the ladder and become mm-hmm. a master judge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I got involved in becoming a accredited flower show judge.
So as a master judge, are you more in demand than, you know, like a regular judge?
No, ma'am. We all, whether you're a student judge or you're just a judge or a master judge, we all get invited to go and judge flower shows. We do a lot of in-home flower show judging here in San Antonio. And then we get asked to go to some places like Austin, the Zilker Botanical Gardens mm-hmm. has 2 shows a year. We're us judges, whether you're a student judge or just a judge or a master judge, they treat us all the same, and we go judge these different shows throughout Texas.
You know, is it hard to be a judge? Because people obviously are putting their heart and soul into their arrangements, aren't they? You know, because it's pretty serious.
It is. The nice thing about judging, you're always on a committee of 3. There's 3 judges. You look at the arrangement, you critique the arrangement, and we don't always all agree, but whoever, you know, if you've got 2 votes against you, then that is going to be, if it gets the blue ribbon or the red ribbon or the yellow or the white. And so that stands, and whatever is judged at that time stands. The chairman of that show can't come back to you after the show and say, hey, I didn't really like you giving Sally a red ribbon. She deserves a blue. You cannot do that. That is under the rules of the National Flower Show Handbook. You cannot change the ruling. Once 3 judges have judged it, it stands.
Is it mostly women involved in flower shows, or is it evenly split between men and women?
No, it's pretty much women. We do have a few male designers here in San Antonio that come in and enter in our flower show at the San Antonio Garden Center, which we're going to have in May. And they do put in exhibits, and they're very good designers.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I have seen in my travels since I became a flower show judge, I've probably only seen 2 or 3 men that were actually judges.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the prize a ribbon, or is there cash or other prizes?
No, most of the shows, it's just ribbons.
So it's bragging rights and
it's
pride.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, that's, you know, I'm sure that's serious because, you know, when you enter a contest, of course you want to win.
Sure.
And when you don't win, especially when you think yours is better than someone else's.
Right.
I guess, so tell me about the funny side of the flower shows, you know, things you've, can you tell me about that?
Well, I don't know if there's so many funny things. Sometimes there's some tragic things.
Like?
If you bring in very, very nice vases or your grandmother's silverware to do in a table setting or something like that, and it might disappear or that vase might get broke. That's tragedy.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had sometimes where some of our designers have come in late and knocked over somebody else's design. That's tragedy.
Oh, and you know, because they said, you know, they did it on purpose.
Right, exactly. So I think of those two incidents. But overall, it's a fun thing, and you just see so much creativity, and it's just amazing what some people can take and make into something that's just very masterful, very artistic.
You know, for people who don't get flowers, who think, you know, what are you doing with that? Tell me what flowers do. You know, as far as like somebody in a hospital, somebody at home, somebody at the office. You know, when flowers come into the picture or their home or their lives, what flowers do?
Well, I just think, you know, flowers is just a breath of spring. It's just so uplifting to have someone not only think of you if you're sick or at Valentine's Day, of course, or Mother's Day. Flowers are just, they just are something that's so uplifting and refreshing. It's a great memory that you build every time you send a flower. We many times here at the Garden Center or in the council, if we have flowers left over, or we make an arrangement and we really don't know what to do with it, I'll say, well, give it to me. I'll take it to the nursing home. And it just, you know, it's just to them, oh, thank you for remembering me. And it's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they certainly do brighten.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Janie?
Joy into their lives. You know, it's a thing of beauty is a joy forever. And it is a lovely memory to give someone. And the thing I love about the flower shows is we're given a type of design and the name of design. Say you want to interpret Starry, Starry Night, and that's supposed to be an illuminated design. Well, you've got to light it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then four people will enter under that category, and you're going to get such a range of interpretations. It's always so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And even in our floral design school classes, we're kind of walking people through the design, and yet we're all doing the same design, and yet they'll still come out and look different from mm-hmm. one another.
Just so because that each person's
everybody's putting their own spin, their own artistic interpretation. It's a lot of fun, and it really gets you thinking about something else other than your daily run.
Okay, well that's nice to hear. I just love it when there's flowers in a room. It just, you know,
yes.
when they're delivered to our front desk, everyone is like, oh, who
yes.
got those? You know, who did what? Or is it a birthday? Or is it, what kind of event is it? But they're just so pretty.
Yeah.
Like you say, you know, they just add such joy to the atmosphere. Our guest this morning, Janie Dodier, she is the president of the San Antonio Garden Club, and Dee Sanders, she's the president of the San Antonio Council of Nationally Accredited Flower Show Judges. So you've got a big event coming up with a big name in the flower world?
Yes, that's correct. We're bringing in Fred Spicer, and he's a horticulturist, but we try to mix up our meetings with speakers in design and also speakers in horticulture. And so we decided that we wanted to bring in Fred Spicer. He actually graduated from Rutgers College, Cook University is part of Rutgers, and he got a BS in 1983. In landscape architecture. He is well known. He's been on Martha Stewart. He's also been in landscape design magazines, and he's been in the Public Garden and the Birmingham Home and Gardens magazines and the American Nurseryman. He's been the director of the Birmingham Botanical Gardens for 14 years. And he brought in over 46,000 different plants into the garden during his tenure there.
Wow.
He is now moving on to be the vice president and director of the Chicago Botanical Gardens. So we're really feel we're blessed to get someone of this aptitude and his expertise to come and speak to us. And he's going to be at the San Antonio Garden Center February 16th. We're going to do a social from 5 to 6 with hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. And then he's going to speak from 6 to 7. And he's going to speak on perennials in San Antonio that you can grow. So we're really encouraging our garden club members to come. We're encouraging the public to come. The master gardeners and horticulturalists can get credit for attending his lecture. And if you're interested, you should come by the San Antonio Garden Center and pay $25. Or you can actually call our treasury and she will give you further information to mail in a $25 check. Her name is Ginger Hodges, and her number is 210-334-1760.
And do that first thing Monday morning, because your event is coming up on Thursday.
Right, and we would really like to have a count so we know how much food to have and how many seats we need to put.
Mm-hmm.
But Fred is just such an energetic and humorous speaker who makes good use of his extensive collection of images to complement his topics. His vast knowledge of landscape and planting information will be a treat for anybody interested in learning more about perennials. So we just really encourage you to try to come to that event. And secondly, I would like to talk a little about the council, if I may.
Sure.
The San Antonio Judges Council is, like I said, we're small in nature. We're like less than 20 members. And we're always looking for new judges to join us in membership. And also, we are taking associate members. If you're not a judge and you don't even have that ambition, but you would really like to learn more about how judges judge flower shows and watches critique designs, we have an associate membership where you can come in at a reduced rate. And we do meet at the Garden Center the fourth Tuesday of the month at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we meet in September and October, then January, February, March, and May. And like I said, those we do open up the membership. And you can always contact me as president, D. Sanders, 210-656-4629. But we would love to have more come into our membership.
Mm-hmm. So who has I think of this gardening as a thing that takes some time. And you mentioned you're retired. And are you also retired?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're looking, I know people always want the millennials and they want younger people to come in. And wouldn't you like to have learned all this stuff at a young age? But then you didn't have time for it until you were retired. Is that how it works mostly? Or do you have a mixture of folks?
We do have a mixture of folks, although I think we may predominate with people who've already accomplished what they wanted to in their career. But we do have a mixture of folks. And then, of course, this Fred Spicer event coming up is an evening event. So even if you're still hard at it at the 9 to 5, this is a wonderful opportunity to come in and learn more about what works in San Antonio. I think the name of his program is Perennials in San Antonio, Tried, True, and Maybe New to You. So I'm looking forward to that maybe new, because I think after this freeze we had a month ago, we're all thinking, well, I don't know that I'm going to put that back in the garden.
Right.
You know?
Right. And isn't a perennial year round? It's
yes.
Supposed to be living.
Come back, yeah, and so, not freeze.
Okay,
but
yeah.
The problem here is also got to be able to deal with Texas heat.
Yeah, I noticed y'all take the summer off. You know, a lot of your
yes.
programs, you don't have them during the summer. Right. And I thought, because it's too hot to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor plants out there, I mean, you've got to water them every, you've really got to work to keep them alive.
You do.
And so,
right.
So what are some of the things when you say perennials that people would go, because I'm just thinking cactus, you know. What makes it year round in San Antonio? So what are some of the things?
Well, I know we always talk about some things like roses, ginger, things that look good, maybe not blooming, but they look good all year long. They can take the heat. They can take a little bit of cold, although my ginger is pretty sad, but I did cut back yesterday, and it's alive.
It's still there. Okay.
It's alive, but.
And the holly ferns and yes. the river ferns, those are perennials.
You know, I have lantanas. Are lantanas
yes.
year-round?
Yes.
Because those are,
yes.
you know, I mow over them and they come back.
Yes.
I'm not the green
they
thumb in
tough.
My family.
Yeah.
But there are some out there that are so, so pretty. And then some, it's like after that first freeze, my house just looked like the Valley of the Dead. It was
mm-hmm.
everything just, you know, my husband has a lot of angel trumpets and
yeah.
they were all, but he cuts them back and they come back.
They come
you know,
back,
it,
yeah.
it's amazing. And yeah, I think we have some variegated ginger, which is, I just love that. And so,
I love that too.
Yeah,
it's a lush look.
It's so
yeah.
pretty. And it seems like it takes off on its own. What are the challenges of gardening in this area that you guys have encountered and that you could pass along some advice to other people?
I think the biggest challenge is the summer heat, more so than the winter freezes, because, you know, we might not get a freeze. But I think the summer heat is our biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the amount of water, we're very often under water restrictions. So we need to look at plants that are geared to maybe not thrive in a drought situation, but tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's our biggest challenge.
That is the challenge.
The
yeah,
watering and the heat.
So what kind of gardener would you call yourself, Janie?
Well, I just had my front yard done over with a creek bed and a... lots of yuccas, and
so you're going to xeriscape, is that?
Well, xeriscape, but not that many shrubs even. Mainly, I wanted a desert look. And so I guess the kind of gardener as I am, I want a tough and hardy plant, and, you know, maybe once a year I have to do something
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm,
it.
I don't want to
spend all day out in the heat because I think of myself as a delicate flower too. So.
Well, you know, and I wonder why we have so many yards in an area where water conservation is really, you know, extremely important. And I see, you know, you see the stories in the paper about the people and how much water they use, you know, because they're watering their huge yards, keeping their grass alive. And but you
yeah,
do see the rocks.
Yeah, we really have to think about conserving our water because it's a finite resource.
Right. And then you got to mow the yard, and then there's
yes.
days you can't mow because of
yeah.
the air quality issue.
Quality.
And so, yeah, I like the idea of rocks. So,
yeah.
So did you knock out a lot of lawn? And I know
yes.
Saws actually don't they? There are some rebates involved
yes,
in this.
Yes, there are.
So,
yeah.
So tell me about what you did, and you know what it involved.
Well, we skinned the grass off, and then came in and. Drew a plan, and it just came out beautiful. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
Added some berms for the interest of the heights, and the only thing that stayed were the trees that were there already.
Mm-hmm.
So I have different size stones, and a dry creek bed, and crushed granite, and then there's some areas that are just mulch.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it rains, will the rock move? And do you have to replace the rock at your crushed granite? Do you have to replace any of that? Or is it like, that is set?
The man that did it really did a fantastic job because it hasn't moved. He put down a thick base of caliche before he put the crushed granite.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so what do you have to do to maintain it? Or
well,
little do you
I
do?
I haven't done, you know, it was finished in May, I think. So I had to baby it through the summer.
Because
you know?
It was new?
It was new to get it settled in, but I don't think I've watered it since September.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's left to garden?
The backyard.
Do you have a vegetable garden?
No, I don't have a vegetable.
You just have green plants.
I'm kind of I think of myself as a messy gardener because I see something I don't have and I have to have it, whether I have a place for it or not.
Okay, it's going in.
I want it.
It's move over. Okay, and Dee, how about your yard and your house? What's your plan as far as gardening?
Well, I'm a transplant from Wisconsin, so as long I have been in and out of Texas for over 30 years, but I have really had to adjust on what plants do well here. I love to raise hosta, but you can't raise them in San Antonio. Now, I have seen some raise them in pots here and get by with it. But I have never succeeded in doing that because they just don't like the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And hosta makes such a nice, it's a real, you know, you can get the variegated foliage or the dark green, and it makes really nice bedding plants, especially around your home. But you just can't do that here.
I was gonna say, we don't see much of that here, do
we?
No,
we don't.
Is that because of the heat?
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, our lawn and everything is we have a lot of shade, and that is another thing that I've had to learn. There is just a lot of plants. If they don't get enough sun, they're not going to do well. And I even have a point on my lawn where I have some rose bushes, and they've never done really well because they do not get enough sun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably been my challenge. My husband has a degree in landscape design from Webster College out in California. And so when we first moved there, he did a lot of landscaping that has been there for practically 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he put in a lot of lavagrock and a lot of plants that do well here, like the mountain laurels and the Texas oak trees and things like that. And they've been in our lawn for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do have a sprinkler system. We do use that water-using grass of St. Augustine, but we do like that. And,
mm-hmm.
and so, but we have a lot of shade, so we don't have to water maybe as much as some of our neighbors.
Yeah, because I think that is a concern that we'll have the rest of our lives in San Antonio. So what advice do you have for people interested in gardening, either for vegetables or just attractive plants, to get them started?
I really think it's, you know, important. Like I said, I'm a transplant. If I had not got into garden clubbing and also become a member of the San Antonio Garden Center, I would have never learned a lot of these things about the plants. And, of course, you have a lot of people here in San Antonio that have went on to be master gardeners, and they've taken those courses to learn those things. But just coming to the San Antonio Garden Center, just a lot of our meetings, because Janie and her first vice have brought in a lot of horticulture speakers that really shed a lot of light. And even though you might be a master gardener, you might say, gee, I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so just getting involved and going to places like the San Antonio Garden Center and listening to these lectures is very important. And you'll learn the plants that are conducive to San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And
Janie?
Our meeting coming up in March with Mary Zoki is about lilies. And then she's going to talk to us about it, not just for Easter anymore. There's so many different types, so many beautiful, beautiful specimens. And according to her, there's some that are pretty easy to grow. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then, of course, the Fred Spicer event's a wonderful opportunity for us. And then Bob Webster coming in May, and we all know how wonderful he is.
Don't y'all have a fiesta event? Do you have the Cactus and Xerophyte show? Is that y'all?
That is one of our member clubs. I don't have their information.
I know it's during Fiesta.
Yes.
That's actually
yes.
one of my favorite Fiesta events. They just have some neat
plants. Yes, they have a wonderful show, and also the African Violet Society will be having the show coming up real soon.
Oh, I know people love those.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And Jane,
we have our annual plant sale coming up.
Yeah.
That's in March. And the dates are March 17th and 18th. And the 17th is a Friday, but that's also a tax-free day. So I encourage everybody to come up out to San Antonio Garden Center, and let's get that garden going again after this hard freeze we've had.
You bet. Okay, well, I want to thank you both for coming by. It's so interesting. I think I'm going to go home and work on my dirt there or tell my husband. I've got some information for you. Janie Dodier is president of the San Antonio Garden Center, and Dee Sanders is president of the San Antonio Council of Nationally Accredited Flower Show Judges. So if people want to come to your Fred Spicer event on the 16th or hook up with the Garden Center, how do they do that?
Well, our phone number is 824-9981. We're on Facebook. Our website is available, sanantoniogardencenter.org. And I would also like to point out that the San Antonio Garden Center is a lovely venue for your private events, weddings, quinceañeras, sweet 16s. We're available for rental, and if you're interested in that, just call Garden Center and talk to Rhonda.
Okay, sounds good. But thanks for stopping by.